This is KCUR 89.3. Tens of thousands of visitors have been pouring into South Florida this week ahead of Sunday's Super Bowl in Miami. Many are Chiefs fans making the trip of a lifetime to celebrate their team's first Super Bowl appearance in a half century. They're joining a community of Kansas City expats in the Sunshine State. Reporter Jessica Bakeman from member station WLRN introduces some of us to them as they get ready for the big game.
Here at the Super Bowl Experience event at the Miami Beach Convention Center, football fans are getting amped for the game. They're running 40-yard dashes.
Oh boy, this race is going to see who pulls a hamstring first, I feel.
And waiting in line for a picture with the Vince Lombardi Trophy, awarded to the winner of Sunday's big game. Kyle Callaway and his girlfriend stopped to pose with a mannequin dressed in a Chiefs uniform. Callaway is from St. Joseph. He remembers going to a Chiefs game when he was a teenager.
It was about 10 degrees outside. I got nachos and the cheese was cold.
Did you finish the nacho?
I did not. No, it was too cold. It was one of those where it freezes your hands, so you can't actually eat them because you have to take your gloves off to eat the nachos.
Callaway fled the cold weather. Now he lives in Melbourne, Florida, about 3 hours up the state's east coast from Miami. That's where he'll be watching Sunday's game.
We're going to get a nice little party together, maybe get some nachos this time I can eat.
The Turner family is from Iowa City, and their plans are also revolving around food.
We're making a snack stadium.
Josh Turner is 12 and wearing a Patrick Mahomes jersey. His mom, Jenny, is in charge of the stadium-shaped display for their game day treats.
Popcorn, M&Ms, puppy chow, but it's all themed for the actual teams. It's super fun.
What's puppy chow?
Well, it's like...
Chex Mix with peanut butter and powdered sugar. It's a Midwest snack.
Cheese
fans will know.
A lot of people at this fan event say they can't afford the pricey Super Bowl tickets, but wanted to celebrate in Miami anyway. Dwayne Brock is from Overland Park.
I'm a 28-year season ticket holder with the Chiefs and never experienced anything like this. We're just at all-time high.
He came with his friend Brian Blanchard, who's from Gladstone on the Missouri side.
For me, I remember when we won the Super Bowl in 69 and 70, that Super Bowl. It's been a long, dry spell. We're ready to win.
On the other side of town, there's a prominent Chiefs fan who has a plan for those who can't make it to the game.
Basically, I'm going to take the ribs. We're going to glaze them with my, I call BKQ sauce. It's my version of the Kansas City barbecue sauce. Sweet with a little bit of heat.
Chef Brad Kilgore owns four restaurants here, but the Overland Park native learned how to cook in his hometown famous for barbecue. His Super Bowl plans changed when the Chiefs won the AFC Championship earlier this month.
I made it just from a really busy, fun week here in Miami to maybe the most important week I've had since my wedding.
His wife, Soraya, says it took one game at Arrowhead Stadium for her to become a diehard Chiefs fan, too.
I'm from Honduras, so you would think that I would be into soccer, and I just never was. And once I saw football, like I just like fell in love with football.
I couldn't believe how much these last couple of years she was cheersing and hiding her hands in her face in the hard moments and then screaming and losing her voice through the games.
This Sunday, the couple will be cheering and losing their voices at a block party Kilgore's throwing outside his restaurant Ember in Midtown Miami.
They're going to astroturf the whole plaza with the yard lines into it.
Spectators can watch the game projected onto a huge screen from stadium-style seating. Besides the Kansas City barbecue, there'll be Boulevard beer and a tomahawk steak special with a twist in honor of Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
And we're going to serve it with ketchup, just like Patrick wants, and call it the Tomahomes ribeye.
Kilgore says he hopes Kansas Cityans in town for the festivities can come to his party and find a little bit of home. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Jessica Bakeman in Miami.
To catch up on KCUR's coverage leading up to the Super Bowl, go to kcur.org.